You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is Debbie Laux, and you're listening to the Horsemanship Radio. Thanks for joining us. Horsemanship Radio airs on the 1st and the 15th of the month, and it's brought to you by Hands-On Gloves, the all-in-one shedding, grooming, bathing gloves. Valerie Whetstone was born and raised in the countryside of Switzerland and was around horses from 6 years old. Her family moved to British Columbia, Canada, to open a guest ranch with horses. Valerie started studying Monty Roberts' methods, learning about the language equus in 2014, finally becoming a certified instructor in May 2018, when she began using and teaching the methods.
I'm welcoming Valerie Whetstone to our show. You've not been on the podcast before, as far as I know.
Nope.
Not yet? Okay, good. And you are a certified instructor. We are doing a series on Monty Roberts certified instructors. What year did you finally get your exams done in?
Hi, everyone. So I did my exams in 2018. So we're in 2025 now, so 7 years ago.
Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. And I know that, did you come from the Vancouver, Canada area?
Originally, actually from Switzerland, but I've lived in British Columbia, Canada for 8 years.
8 years. Yeah. And so you got your, why did you come for your certification? Because I know you went back there to work with horses. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so back to Switzerland, you mean? Or
no, I mean Vancouver. Did you go back to Switzerland first?
I very first started my courses in Switzerland. But then as soon as I moved to Canada, I continued and finished the courses here in California with some lovely instructors.
Yeah, who and, were your instructors?
I had Denise. And
Denise Conline.
Yep, mm-hmm. And Claire. And also Courtney was one of the instructors. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah. You had a good group of ladies.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's great.
Yes.
And what was your intent when you were taking the courses? What was your intent to work with horses doing?
Yeah, so I was always very inspired with Monty's methods because the horses always seemed very relaxed and willing, and his approach was so kind and patient, and it's been so fascinating from a young age, because I've been following him way longer before I started my courses. And I just love the outcome of all the horses that I've seen being trained by his methods. And I wanted to become that person for my horses because I've loved them since a young age. And that was my dream all along, to become a horse trainer and a better person for horses, but also teaching other people these beautiful methods to become a partner to your horse and create that friendship.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you. Those are lofty goals, and I think you're achieving them. You've been doing this a long time now. How are you working with horses?
Yeah, so right now I work with them daily, with people and with horses. So I do teach riding lessons and groundwork lessons, all based on Monty's methods. And I also take in training horses or client horses. I also rescue, you could call it. So horses in need, or that people have given up on, I take them in, work with them, and then find them a fitting home. Sometimes I keep them because I fall in love with all of them. They're very special to me. So I get to work with them daily. I also, my main thing is I work with my family on a guest ranch. So we get lots of people coming and going, tourists from all around the world, which is wonderful. So they can see how you're supposed to treat your horses and work with them. And I feel the message really gets spread around like that and people become more aware of what a happy and healthy horse looks like.
Looks like. That's fantastic. Yeah. Wonderful. So you're an ambassador as well for Monty Roberts, which is great. I mean, I guess I would like that for every instructor to be an ambassador. But it sounds like you can do it on pretty good scale.
Yeah.
Because you're not just teaching twice a year an intro course or something to 10 students. That's amazing. That's great. But you never know which student is going to run off and want to become a certified instructor too.
Absolutely.
So spreading the word, you plant those seeds, I guess, right?
Yeah.
And so in this work that you're doing with them, you have to keep people safe. Mm-hmm. Right?
Of course.
You probably have some pretty green riders.
Yes. Oh, but it's so beautiful. Like we get so many first-time riders or young riders that some people never even touched a horse. Yeah. And I get to be part of that moment, which is so magical. And thinking of the join up, and it's just always so emotional and special when I first get to show what we can create with these beautiful animals, but then not only show, but teach them how to gain their trust and communicate with them. It's all the time, very emotional, and everyone just loves to create that connection with no lines attached, right?
Mm, yeah. Right, exactly. Yep. So you've got some liberty in there. You've got some join up in there.
Yeah.
Do they also get on the horse and ride?
They do, yes. Yeah, lots of first-time riders. We always create a safe environment, and we have amazing patient horses that take such good care of my riders. And a lot of times, not only in the lesson program, but a lot of times throughout the summer, we do trail rides. So they get to experience the magic of the horse on their back, and also seeing the beautiful scenery of British Columbia.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's famous for.
Yes.
So what do you think what are some of the tips that you give that first rider, maybe it's first trail ride? They've been in the arena their whole experience, yes. Right? So what do you think that you impart to them first that gets them excited and safe during that trip?
Breathe.
Ah, good one.
Yes. Yeah. It's not necessarily that they're always nervous or scared, but they're also, excited to try something new, or they might have had a bad experience and they're building their confidence and breathing and go say hi to the horse, like go pet it, go be there with it before you just hop on and go, right? And take that time to calm yourself and just conscious breathing. And once you're on and we're there to support, we let them know, like, hey, I'm here, I can help you at any time, we can take things slower, and breathe.
That's a good one. Yeah. What do you think surprises people the most about what you share with them?
Actually, that brings me to the breathing too. So the work that we do is a lot about how to use our energy and our adrenaline level to guide the horse. The favorite exercise and the one that impresses all my riders is they're riding along and I tell them, breathe in through your nose, relax your seat, breathe out and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And my horses are super in tune with their riders, so they'll slow down or they stop and they're like, oh my gosh, I've been taught to pull on the reins or, all these different crazy methods. But I'm like, you might sometimes have to use the pull, but why don't you start with using your energy first and see what happens? And you can build up on that and create that horse that is really in tune with that energy. And any horse can do it. It's more us learning how to use that energy level.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And do you have your own horse, your favorite, your hard horse?
Oh, that's a tough question. I get asked it a lot, though. I do have some very special, like they're all special, but I have a couple that I would pick first. Every horse though has their own story, and they're very unique in their own ways. And depending what I'm doing with the horse, I might pick this one for this exercise and another for that one. And yeah. So it's hard to give one answer. I don't think I'll ever have just one favorite one.
Yeah. I don't blame you. I mean, it's like saying, who's your favorite kid? Come on. You can't do that. Even their friends are better sometimes than our kids. So that's
So how do people find you? How do they get a hold of you? And how do they come visit you in Canada?
So the name of our ranch is Whetstone Guest Ranch. Mm-hmm. We're in a town called Bridge Lake, and that's in British Columbia, Canada. We have a website. We're on Instagram, Whetstone Guest Ranch on Instagram, and same on Facebook. And myself, Valerie Whetstein, I'm on Facebook as well. So please reach out. I'm so happy to connect with any horse enthusiast. And so that's how you can get in contact with us.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Okay. And this is a temptation, and you can say you don't want to say if you don't want to, but what's your favorite book you just read or you've been reading this year that involves horses?
That is a very good question. I don't think there's a book per se that I could say, okay, this was my favorite one.
Oh, okay.
I do read a lot of articles though, and I couldn't pinpoint which one was my favorite, but all the ones that, you know, make you feel inspired, those are the ones that, you know, that touch your heart, or a story about a neglected horse that has found its person through trust and someone that actually knows how they think, how they learn, and gave them that second chance. Those are my favorite.
Sounds perfect. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us on Horsemanship Radio, and we're really glad that you impart your education to so many people. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Are you ready to deepen your connection with your horse? Then put on some hands-on gloves, the grooming gloves that improve the comfort of your horse. Join us as we explore training techniques, horse welfare, and building a true partnership on this podcast. And find hands-on gloves wherever you get all your grooming needs for your horse. That's hands-on gloves. Have you ever wished you could truly understand what your horse is trying to tell you? At Monty Roberts University, we believe in a gentle path to a deeper connection. Our online video library offers a kind and compassionate approach to horsemanship. Explore a treasure trove of wisdom from Monty Roberts himself. Lessons that teach you to listen, observe, and communicate in a language that your horse understands, his own. Grow your knowledge and build a relationship based on trust, not force. Visit MontyRobertsUniversity.com today. That's MontyRobertsUniversity.com for a kinder way to connect. His early years of horseback riding were not a very positive memory. In adolescence, Thibaut Nockaert completely broke his relationship with the equine world, saying that it's more the atmosphere of an equestrian center that didn't suit him as much as the relationship with the horse. This is what he understood years later when he studied at the Monty Roberts International Learning Center. He started in 2017, and he now teaches and trains like-minded people in France as a professional.
You're developing in France really a market for Monty Roberts. There wasn't a lot going on as far as teaching going on in France, right?
Yeah. So I'm the third active instructor in France. Mm-hmm. And I'm really into teaching. I think I'm the only one who teaches a lot. I really love teaching. That's what I want to do. That's what I'm doing already. I'm having about 12 to 15 classes a year.
That's amazing.
Since I've started teaching, which is 2022.
Yeah, you're new. Yeah, you're new. We were just talking about that you're not up on the board yet.
We
get you on the board.
Yeah. And I'm loving it. I mean, we just bought a farm with my wife last year, so I'm having classes at home now. But everything I have is portable. I have a portable round pen, and I can put all that stuff in my truck, and I go around to give classes wherever people ask me.
That's brilliant. Go to them when you're developing a market out there as an instructor, a new instructor too. How much do you rely on the Monty Roberts name in France? Is it well known or?
Actually, it's not very well known. There are pretty big names out there already, mm-hmm. And the people who do know Monty Roberts, they don't know it very well. I mean, people have been reading his books, mm-hmm. but since we're so a few instructors over there, they have been doing it their way, which is, uh-oh. You know, yeah, they didn't get it right. So I need to reteach Join Up to people who think they know how to do it. And they are often, I mean, all the time, they got it wrong and they didn't expect Join Up to be that way. Mm. So
Is it hard to unlearn? Is it hard to get them?
No, it's not. They just got it wrong because they didn't get the whole breathing exercises. They didn't get the reading parts. When you read the book, you understand it is very clear. But when you actually have to do it with a horse horse in front of you, it's not the same. You have to work a lot on yourself. It's not just about making the horse
go in circles
and then here it comes. You know, it's.
Right.
It's a lot of working on yourself, reading the horse, listening to the horse. And that's why coming to classes is so important, because you learn that only with someone who knows how to do it and gives you feedback instantly.
Yes, instantly. It's an immersion course, really, that you're doing in Equus, the language. And I'm so glad that you understand the body language so well, and you're such a high level writer too. I think one of the things that you said to me that was interesting is I think it's pretty different than a lot of instructors. You have a lot of professionals that are coming to you, and so you've got it at the top going down. A lot of our instructors, including this school right here, have a lot of green people. They understand horses a little bit. They want to know the flight animal more, but they don't know much about it. They don't have a lot of experience. They certainly don't have a high performance level. Mm. Why do you think you're attracting the professionals?
Well, actually, I don't think I attract professionals for my level of writing at all. Mm. We have really, very, very good writers in France. I mean, I'm not the best writer at all. I mean, that's not what I'm advertising. Okay. But I'm having a lot of writing instructors that comes to me and want to learn more, and also breeders and professional riders that want to prepare their horse before they actually start riding them. Or as for the riding teachers, they all tell me that we should learn horses before riding, mm-hmm. which is very important. But in all French riding schools, you learn to ride, but you don't learn much about... You learn how to use the buttons, mm-hmm. but you don't learn how to make those buttons, mm-hmm. how to create them, how the horses learn and how they think, and how your breathing and your positioning and your everything work. They don't know how to communicate with the horse. So that leads to misunderstanding. I deal also with a lot of horse owners, mm-hmm. because since they haven't learned that in riding schools, then they get stuck when they have to load their horse to go to a competition during weekends. And I don't know, some horses wear and bite or kick, or, they don't stand still, or they get afraid of their horse because they don't know how to communicate with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but they do know how to ride them perfectly, which is
amazing.
Amaze me, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we talked about that since you've been here. You're here for Dad's 90th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad that you've made the commitment to fly all the way over here and leave your family for a moment too and to do that. But I think that's one of the most important things that you've said about the growth of the concepts, is that people are somewhat fearful on the ground, even.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. I find that here too.
Oh, yeah.
Putting them on the mountain trail, I always say we start on the ground, mm-hmm. and they say, what? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Yeah.
What's one of the more surprising things that you teach these people that do have such great skills in the saddle? What surprises them the most when you help them?
Huh. Let the horse learn, I think.
Mm.
They think they have to hold the horse and show them and stuff. But, you know, the horse can think on its own and learn, like, even, I mean, a lot quicker when you let it find out what the solution is. Mm. And they are always amazed how fast they learn. even compared, you know, to dogs and stuff. But you have to have someone explaining them, because I feel like, you know, dogs, it's a lot easier. They think a lot like us compared to horses. And they're always amazed how quick they learn and how, you know, they like to please you. Mm-hmm. So I think that's, yeah.
Yeah, different motivation system.
Yeah.
Horses than, mm-hmm. than dogs.
And yeah, yeah.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, the human mind wants to give them a carrot or, right. you know, wants to, if it's, let's say if you put one step on inside the trailer and then you want to pull that rope to get the rest of the feet inside too. I'm like, nope, just get out. Yeah. Yeah. And do it again. You know, it's like, why? Yeah. Yeah, trust me. And it works.
Yeah. Yeah. So you use the dually halter a lot over there,
the equipment? That's all I have.
That's all you do, mm-hmm. yeah. And do you ever ride with it as like a cycle?
Yeah, yeah. That's mm-hmm. all I do. Because, you know, they often bring me a three years old to start. Mm-hmm. So they often haven't seen the dentist, equine dentist yet. Gosh, yeah. So just in case, you know, I put the bit in their mouth just so they can feel it. But I actually rarely ride with the bit because I'm not sure about how they teeth are. So I just ride in dually halter. I start from the ground with a dually, I do long lining, and then I ride with a dually mm-hmm. all the way to going trail riding.
Great. Okay. Good. So you're starting them slowly, incrementally, and being fair to the horse, which is lovely.
I do my best.
You do. No. And you're in the saddle with those starters too, which is unique. Some instructors do that, but not too many.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And is that why you got into the Monty Roberts certification in the first place, was to train your own horses, or did you want to teach?
Well, it's a long story. It's a life story, actually. Nice. But I was riding ponies when I was a kid. And then I got into competitions when I was maybe, I don't remember, like a kid, 6 or 8. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, my teachers were always pushing me. And, you know, I was the only boy in my riding school.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I wasn't crying on the horse, but I was crying even more at home, back home. So it kind of pushed me away from horses. I was really not liking horses anymore. That's what I thought at first. So during my teenage years, I didn't like horses. And I had the opportunity to come to the U.S. for my senior year. So I graduated from high school in the U.S., and I was an exchange student, and one of my host families had horses. And before I knew it, they put me on a saddle, and I realized it wasn't the horses I didn't like. It was the way we managed them and the way they taught me to ride and stuff. So I fell back in love with horses. And then when I went back to France for my studies to college, every time I had the opportunity, I would go to work with horses. So I went to Greece as a guide for tourists. I was taking tourists on a horse ride, mm-hmm. in the sea and stuff. And
nice.
that was a very intense experience for me, because it was pretty much if I was doing it right with the horse, he would let me do it, and if I got it wrong, I would take a kick or a fall. So it was very clear, you know, and that's how I get. Got a lot of experience. I was very free to do anything with my horses, mm-hmm. Because, you know, the Greeks are pretty rough there. So I was trying another way because I didn't like to hit the horses. You know, I grew up only with my mom, so I'm not like a very, I would say, manly man. But, you know, I got the empathy from women,
yeah.
because I grew up around women. Mm-hmm. And I didn't like the way they wanted me to do it in Greece. So mm-hmm. I tried it my way, and it worked very well, mm-hmm. even better. Mm. But I didn't know anything. I mean, you know, I was still getting kicked or from a horse. But anyway,
you're turning pretty manly as it's going.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least I knew not to keep going. But anyway, so I tried to follow that path, and it worked a little bit. But after a few years, I discovered Adrien Mabie, which is one of the. He was one of the two French instructors,
yes.
at the time. And I saw a demo of him, and that's how I got into Monty's education. I really liked what he was saying during the demo, and it made sense with what I felt in during my experiences. And I hugged very hard on Monty's concepts. And I started to work with Adrien, the French instructor, I knew it was my goal life to become an instructor, because I could understand what I did before, and also the values that Monty carries. Mm-hmm. It was also my values. So I can't really explain it, but I felt really connected strongly. Yeah, strongly that I had to go this way. Good. And my family didn't
were they worried about you?
Yeah, a lot. But you know, it's the first time in my life. I was 24, 25 years old. Mm-hmm. It was the first time in my life I knew what to do. Mm. So, like, if it takes 10 years, I don't care. I'm going this way.
Yeah.
So well, I went all the way to California to become an instructor then.
You did. You went, and English is not the first language.
Nope.
So there was a little bit of that challenge too, but your English was very good. And you've had some good instructors here. Who were your, when you got your certification, who were your instructors?
So I went through the advanced course and exam with Denise, mm-hmm. Heinlein, and then Simon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I worked a lot with those two here in California. I also met Manjeev. Yeah. He was a good experience to work with. Magda, who is an instructor, was also doing her internship with me here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the...
Okay, so you learn. Yeah, so that's a good cross-section of horsemen, because we've got polo represented, mm-hmm. we've got different disciplines and different talents and abilities. What do you feel like are you honing in on any talents and abilities that you feel like you are the most comfortable with? You're so broad, because you start the horses, you go remedial.
I think my thing is really teaching. I'm really excited every time I teach. And if there is something I still don't understand quite during my classes, is that I don't know how. It's not something I mean to do, but there's always at least one student that cries during my class. not because I yell after him, but it's because of some kind of realization, or they get emotional because they've never been when they let it go. It's often a very intense moment, emotionally speaking.
Yeah.
And or they've never done something with their horse that's so simple, but you know, they've never let it go, pretty much. And that's often a big realization, and it gets very emotional.
Yeah. I don't want to scare people, but I think that's a breakthrough
for
people who are trying to figure this horse thing out, right? They're flight animals, we're not. And they're trying to figure out, what is the mystique of a horse? What is what? Why it stirs your soul so much to learn about horses? And I think that's an eye opener sometimes too. So it's a good thing, right?
Yeah. I think so.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and I really also enjoy. I've been working with different kind of people, so those students, professional amateurs or horse owners, and I really like also working with people that have difficulties in their life. We've been doing clinics with women that had breast cancer. And actually, the day after, I'm coming back to France next week. Uh-huh. And the day after, I'm going to work with women with mental illness. Mm-hmm. And, I have a good team with psychologists and stuff. And that really makes me, I don't know, I really enjoy doing it too.
That's fantastic. You are a good teacher. That is your superpower, Debo. That's wonderful. And I think, you know, that this area of therapy and trauma, I say quite often to our listeners that this is a good opportunity for horses to be used and heard and maintained, you know, because it is a bit of an expensive hobby. Mm-hmm. So we'd like to find them some more jobs out there too that they will enjoy as well, because I think they like healing people too.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Well, thank you for being on Horsemanship Radio, and we'll have you
thank
back.
Thank you.
And how do people get a hold of you?
I think the easiest way is through Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. So you type my name, Thibaut Knuckert, Monty Robin Instructor, and you'll find me, or I'm going to have my name on the Monty's website pretty soon too.
Sure.
But that's the best way.
Very good. Okay. We'll see you soon. For details about today's show, go to horsemanshipradio.com, where you can find links, photos, and more information about our guests. We love connecting with listeners, so please follow us on facebook.com/Monty Roberts or X, Twitter,
at twitter.com/Monty_Roberts and Instagram, a beautiful one, instagram.com/Monty_Roberts/. Goodness. Many thanks to our sponsors, Hands on Gloves and Monty Roberts University. Be sure to visit the other great shows on the Horse Radio Network, too, at www.horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.